Nolte, MSNBC compares Trump supporters to lice, fleas, blood-sucking ticks. By John Nolte on October 20, 2022. MSNBC's ongoing and relentless Nazi-style dehumanization campaign against Trump supporters took an especially ugly, but not unexpected, turn this week when the far-left outlet compared Trump supporters to the lice, the fleas, and the blood-sucking ticks. This comes on top of what the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson aptly described as MSNBC's Rwanda-style race hate. You don't want to live in Rwanda, but in MSNBC, they're already there. Now, you probably knew about Joy Reid, the race lady who's been fixated on race hate for years now. But MSNBC has a new host, someone called Tiffany Cross, who hosts a show called The Cross Connection. Here's a selection. Tiffany Cross, many of us have seen the dangers when powerful white people decide they want something. They annex it and they've never had a problem replacing the people who stand in their way. Michael Harriet, TheRoot.com, we see American white people are going crazy. They're resorting to violence. Ellie Mistel, this is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way, they turn violent. Cross, white people deputizing themselves in some position of authority to have jurisdiction over their life when they need to mind their blanking business. Carlson aired a whole lot more examples. Scapegoating an entire race or class of people, wide swaths of human beings, comes straight from the Nazi playbook used against the Jews. Of note is that the lice, fleas, and blood-sucking ticks remark did not come from the loons named by Carlson. No, it was former Republican National Committee Chair Michael Steele who made the comparison on Nicole Wallace's MSNBC show. After a disastrous single term as RNC chief, Steele was not re-elected to a second term. His bitterness has only grown over the years. Talk about hate speech. Get a load of this. Kevin McCarthy has not learned from the history of three prior Republican speakers of the House who've all been thrown out by their Republican caucus. Stop and think about that, what Republicans have done to themselves going back to Newt Gingrich, John Boehner, and Paul Ryan, right? So McCarthy is now next in line with a base that is prepared to throw him out should they allow him to be speaker. I agree with Donna, still not 100% that's going to happen. Kevin has decided to make his bed and is prepared to lie down with the lice, the fleas and the blood-sucking ticks. And whatever befalls him is going to come from that relationship. And unfortunately for the country, we're going to have to bear the brunt of it. Emphasis added. I could launch 1,000 words explaining how my Michael Steele analysis is beyond stupid and proves why he was such a failure as RNC chief. But that's for another day. Look at the language he is using to describe the GOP base, we're now lower than vermin. We're lice, fleas, and blood-sucking ticks. And naturally, the hideous Nicole Wallace said nothing because that sort of Nazi-style dehumanization is not only acceptable at MSNBC, it is encouraged. Keep in mind where this is headed. Feel free to laugh, but how hard would you have laughed 5 short years ago had I told you Democrats would someday allow mentally ill men in high heels to share a bathroom with your daughter? Encourage permanent child mutilation by way of gender-affirming care. Flood schools with gay porn, applaud drag queens singing about eating pussy in front of small children. Empty our prisons, tell us to shut up about gas prices and go buy a $60,000 electric car. And champion abortion rights up until birth. Still laughing? As Carlson accurately points out, this dehumanization campaign, this hate and scapegoating campaign is all about justifying violence against us. Why else would Democrats and the media do it? Moreover, if you take a look around, this campaign of violence has already begun. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are nothing less than the Democrat Party's brown shirt. The Democrats' brown shirts and the FBI are already rounding up peaceful, right-leaning protesters in the pro-life and pro-voter integrity movement. The Democrat Party's violence and terror campaign has already begun. The propaganda branch of the Democrat Party, a corporate media backed by billions of dollars from some of the world's largest multinational corporations, are on the front lines ginning up this hate and fear to justify the left's terror and violence. The January 6th hysteria is just another Reichstag fire, as is global warming, which is a hoax. Nothing we can say will stop what these monsters are doing. They cannot be shamed. They cannot be reasoned with. They hate us. All we can do is be aware and prepared to defend ourselves. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.